So that's the view from Abuja. The world's Carol Hills has been speaking to Nigeria experts today to get a sense of where we are in this drama. What have you been hearing, Carol?
Well, I've been hearing a certain frustration on the part of military experts about what is really possible. We're talking about a huge area. It's been compared to the size of West Virginia, this part of northeast Nigeria. Impossible to really surveil. There are American planes, military planes scouring the region, but it's just a giant area. There's 30 U.S. advisors from the Pentagon, FBI, State Department, advising on logistics, intelligence. There's real concern that over the girls we didn't see in the video, which is roughly half of the girls known to be abducted.
The video released by Boko Haram earlier this week.
Absolutely. Where are they? Have they been broken up into groups? There's no sense of where they are. Also, someone pointed out to me that in the video we saw that there may be girls there who weren't at that school but were abducted elsewhere. The former ambassador to Nigeria, John Campbell, he told me today kidnapping is just an ongoing thing in Nigeria by the Boko Haram. So some of those girls we saw in that video could have been girls abducted from somewhere else.
What's at stake for the United States in this hunt for these girls in Nigeria?
Well, what's at stake is both huge political pressure on Barack Obama by the enormous outpouring, both domestically and internationally, that we have to get these girls back. The U.S. has a good relationship with Nigeria. It's seen as an ally in the region, but it's tough. I mean, yesterday there was a congressional hearing where this top Africa expert in the Pentagon basically said that, you know, the Nigerian military is just not up to this task. She said, we're now looking at a military force that's quite frankly becoming afraid to engage. She's talking about the Nigerian military, a military that has been engaged in a strategic effort to get rid of the Boko Haram in northeast Nigeria. And while it's doing that, it has alienated the public up there. Many of the soldiers up there have been accused of human rights violations. And so many of them aren't even available to be trained because they have to meet the requirements of this Leahy Amendment, named after the Vermont senator, that the U.S. will not train or assist any individuals who've been accused or there's credible evidence of them committing human rights abuses. And the Nigerian military has been accused of human rights violations in terms of burning down villages and extrajudicial killings in northeast Nigeria. There's also no confidence in the president of Nigeria, Goodluck Jonathan. Just a sort of staggering disinterest in this until 3 weeks on. And even today, he was, as you mentioned earlier, he was supposed to visit Chibok, the village where the girls were taken. He didn't, no real reason given. So there's real frustration there. And there's a sense that Goodluck Jonathan is a southerner from the Delta. He doesn't know the North. He is not really interested in the North. And that's just coming through loud and clear.
So there's this regional meeting tomorrow in Paris. Goodluck Jonathan is going to be there. So will representatives from Chad, Cameroon, Niger, and Benin, all in West Africa. Do you think this is going to be a breakthrough? I mean, it's not like foreign powers are going to kind of suddenly take over Nigeria's military and miraculously find these girls.
I think it's an effort to create more cooperation in that corner, that northeast corner of Nigeria. They're very porous borders with Cameroon and Chad and all these countries. And they have become a place where Boko Haram can go over, get more weapons. A lot of weapons still streaming out of Libya from the former Gaddafi regime. So Boko Haram goes to these regions of Cameroon and Chad, gets weapons, brings them back. So the idea is if there's cooperation along those borders, they can kind of tighten the noose around Boko Haram. But in terms of a real strategic effort to rescue the girls, it's not likely. But it seems to be a response to the heavy criticism by the Obama administration and others that Nigeria has done little to really rein in Boko Haram, that it's had opportunities, and that their own practices to quell Boko Haram has just ruined their efforts to try to find any way to deal with them.
The world's Carol Hills, thank you for this update.
Thanks, Marco.